USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Monday approved an emergency declaration for Washington, D.C. and ordered federal assistance to complement the local response ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. The FBI in an internal memo Monday believes more civil unrest is pending in D.C. and state capitals nationwide. Washington State Democrat Representative Primala Jayapal tests positive for COVID-19 after sheltering in the crowded Capitol room during the lockdown on the 6th. On Monday, she said, "Too many Republicans have refused to take this pandemic and virus seriously, and in doing so, they've endangered everyone around them." End quote. Earlier Monday, New Jersey Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman announced her positive diagnosis. New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick said Monday that he will not accept the Presidential Medal of Freedom. In a statement, he said, "Subsequently, the tragic events of last week occurred and the decision has been to not move forward with the award." USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let's get a COVID-19 vaccine update. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
President-elect Joe Biden says his top priority will be getting more coronavirus vaccinations into the arms of more Americans.
I put together, laying out the plan, the cost of how I want to proceed, the cost of what we have to do to be able to get the entire COVID operation up and running.
After getting his second vaccination in Delaware, Biden again warning that the ongoing outbreak is going to get worse before it gets better. He again urged Americans to wear face masks and social distance. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The State Department announced U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will travel to Brussels this week for meetings with NATO officials. Pompeo will highlight the enduring importance of the transatlantic partnership in safeguarding the transatlantic community and reaffirm the strength of the bilateral relationship between the United States and Belgium. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Alabama Crimson Tide won the national championship game Monday. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
The Alabama Crimson Tide have claimed their 18th national championship, routing Ohio State in the college football playoff championship game 52-24. With the win, Alabama head coach Nick Saban now has 7 national championships to his credit, passing Bear Bryant for the most all-time. Alabama quarterback Mac Jones threw for 464 yards and 5 touchdowns. Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith scored 3 touchdowns, finishing the night with 12 catches and 215 yards. Running back Najee Harris added 79 yards and 2 more scores on the ground. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Alabama quarterback Mac Jones after the game.
Players, obviously, and the fans for sticking with us all year. We set this as a goal to potentially be the greatest team to ever play, and I think we made a valid statement in winning the national championship tonight, and who would have thought we would have won every game all SEC schedule with everything going on, and then to finish off the last couple games the way we did. I'm just so proud of my teammates and the coaches and everyone that supported us.
Foldable phones might have some competition as the hottest thing in mobile right now. LG kicked off Consumer Electronics Show 2021 in Las Vegas on Monday by introducing a rollable smartphone. TCL is teasing its own rollable phone. The tech company released a new video of its 6.7-inch phone that can expand to a 7.8-inch tablet with a simple tap of a finger. CES 2021 is not open to the public. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.